So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf cited the following machlokes. Amrav Huna Marav, Shemeres Yavam Shemesa Mutra Be'imam. If while awaiting Yibum, the Yavama died, the Yavam may marry her mother. Rabbi Huda Amar, Shemeres Yavam Shemesa Asra Be'imam. He may not marry her mother. The Gemara explains. Rabbi Huda holds Yesh Zika. The bond between the Yavama and Yavam is considered like a marriage midrabanan. Therefore, he may not marry her mother, as in the marriage where one may not marry Chamoisai, his mother-in-law, even after the death of his wife. Rav Huna Marav holds, Ein Zika. The bond is not considered like a marriage. Therefore, he may marry her mother because she is not considered Chamoisai Midrabanan. This is also a Machloikis Tanoi. The Gemara cites several Mishnayos or Brises, which seem to support one opinion or the other, among them the Seifa of the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, Daf Yud Zayin, which says, Asaba Maimer Vemeis, Shnei Chaylatzis Velemis Abemis. If Shimon made a Maimer, he gave Kedushin to Sarah, but did not marry her, and then died. Rivka requires Chalitza from Levi, but they may not perform Yibam. Why? Since Maimer is only a Kedushin Midrabanan, Sarah never became Shimon's wife Min HaTorah, and Rivka is not a Tsar's Erva Min HaTorah. Therefore, she is not free to marry without Chalitza. However, she may not perform Yibam with Levi because she is a Tsaras Erva Midrabanan. The Gemara points out that according to the opinion of Ein Zika, the above applies only where Asaba Maimer, as taught in the Mishnah. According to the opinion of Yesh Zika, the above applies even where Loi Asaba Maimer. After citing a Braisa which clearly holds Ein Zika, the Gemara cites the Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak, where there are four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Two of them, Levi and Yehuda, married two sisters, Rachel and Leah, and later died childless. The two Yavamas now fall for Yibim to Reuven and Shimon. Hare elu chalitzas v'loy misyavmas. Each Yavam may only perform chalitza, and not Yibim, with any one of the Yavamas, as each one is a ches zukukasai, the sister of a Yavama bound him for Yibim, which is asum drabbanan, because it's similar to a ches ishtai. Apparently, yesh zikam. However, the Gemara rejects this proof and says that there is another reason why Hare Elu Chaltzis Vela Misyavmas, from the Asa Levata Mitzis Yavman. As the Gemara explains, Dilma Ad Miyavm Chad Maizidach. For example, it could happen that Reuben will first be Miyavm Rachel, and Shimon will die before being Miyavm Leah, and Leah would now fall for Yim to Reuben. However, Reuben will not be able to be Miyavm Leah because she is Achis Ishta Minatar, the sister of his now full-fledged wife Rachel. Therefore, Reuben may not be Miyam Rachel Midrabanan, because it might preempt the mitzvah of Yibum should the above scenario happen. The Gemara clarifies that Remeir and Gamliel both hold Ein Zika, but disagree in that Remeir holds As Levata Mitzvah Yavman, and Gamliel holds Mut Levata Mitzvah Yavman. The Gemara goes on to say that Rabbi Huda, who holds Yesh Zika, learned it from his Rabbi Shmuel, who said Halacha Rabbi Huda ben Misera, who issued a ruling based on Yesh Zika. Let's summarize the shittas of Amayron B'Tanoi mentioned in our daf. Yesh Zika, Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera, Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda. Ein Zika, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Meir, Rav Huna Amar Rav. The next Mishnah gives another example of Eishas Achav Shlahoi Bar Lamai. Zok the Mishnah, Shnei Achim Umeis Achimem. Reuben and Shimon are two brothers. Reuben, who is married to Sarah, died without leaving any children. Shimon was Meyam Sarah as required, and Shimon also had another wife, Rivka. Levi, a third brother, was then born, Umeis, and Shimon subsequently died without leaving any children. Both wives now fall for Yibim to Levi. However, Levi cannot be Meyam Sarah, even though Levi and Shimon were alive together, because Sarah remains an erva to Levi from the original Isser Eishes Achav Reuben, with whom Levi was not alive in this world together. V'hashniyam shum tzarasa. Levi cannot be miyam Rivka either because of tzara serva. However, asaba maimer v'meis shniyach ha'letzes v'lo misyabemes. If Shimon made a maimer, he gave kedushin to Sarah, but did not marry her and then died, Rivka requires chalitza from Levi, but they may not perform yibum. Why? Since maimer is only kedushin midrabanan, Sarah never became Shimon's wife min ha'tayra, and Rivka is not a Tzaras Erva Min HaTorah. Therefore, she is not free to marry without Chalitza. However, she may not perform Yibum with Levi because she is a Tzaras Erva Midrabanan. The Mishnah continues, Pshimin Oimer, Miyabim Le'ezmen Shayirtsa. Oy Choylis Le'ezmen Shayirtsa. Pshimin disagrees with the Tanakama and says that Levi can be Miyam or perform Chalitza with either one. Zak the Gemara, Amrav Oishiyam, Cholikoy Pshimin Afber Rishayna. Pshimin disagreed with the Tanakama even in the first Mishnah. The Gemara points out the following distinction. The second Mishnah on our daf describes a case of Yavim Ulbsev Noilat. Shimon was Miyab Misara before Levi was born, which is Behater Ashkecha. Levi found her in the permitted status. When Levi was born, there was no Chiv Yib Mekoyach Reuben, since Shimon had already been Miyab. This case was written Loidiacha Koyach and Rabbanan, although Reb Shimon holds that Sarah is Mutter to Levi in Yibum, when she later falls to him from Shimon, with whom he was Be'ailamai, because she was never Asa to him Mekoyach Reuben. The Rabbanan hold that even in this case, she is Asa to Levi, Mishum Eshus Achiv Shlahoi Be'ailamai Mekoyach Reuben. The first Mishnah at the beginning of the parak describes a case of Noilad V'Achach Yibum. Levi was born before Shimon was Miyam Sara, which is Be'isur Ashkecha. Levi found her in the forbidden status. When Levi was born, there was a Chiv Yib Mekoyach Reuben. And since Levi did not have the Chiv to be Miyam because he was Eshus Achiv Shlahoi Be'ailamai, Sarah became Aser Mishum Eshus Ach Mekoyach Reuben. This case was written like the Acha Kreicha Reb Shimon. Although the Rabbanan hold that Sarah is Aser to Levi when she later forced him from Shimon, because she remains Aser to him, Mishum Eshus Ach Mekoyach Reuben, Reb Shimon holds that even in this case, she is Mutter to Levi. Because regarding the halacha of Eshus Achiv Shlahoi Be'ailamai, we say Yesh Zika, V'Zika Kiknus Adamya. She is considered as if Shimon had already been Meyabim, as if Behater Ashkecha, and she is not Asa Mishum Eshus Ach Mekoyach Reuben. The Gemara continues to explain that according to Reb Shimon, Eshus Achiv Shlahoi Be'ailamai applies only in the following simple scenarios. Bechad Acha, Omis V'Nor Le'ach. Originally, there was only one brother, Reuben, and when he dies, there's obviously no situation of Yibam, since he has no brothers, and Sarah is free to get married. If Levi is then born, even if he was born before she remarried, there is no mitzvah of Yibam upon Levi, because of Eshes Achiv Shlahoi Be'ailamai, and he is actually forbidden to marry her, because she is Eshes Ach Shlahoi B'Mokim Mitzvah. Betray V'lo Yavim V'lo Mis. There were two brothers, originally, Reuben and Shimon. Reuben died, and Sarah falls for Yibam to Shimon. If before Shimon performed Yibam, a third brother Levi is now born, he may not perform Yibam because of Eshus Achiv Shlahoi Be'ailamai. In both cases, there still is a Chiv Yibam Mikayach Reuben.